Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
Oh, and our do not fear scripture for today, because we don't want to fear any day.
That's it, July 12th. Here it is.
Joshua 10:8. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." Ooh, what power.
Well, on today's call, we're going to discuss seven keys to an immediate breakthrough. God wants us to know that he can turn every situation around immediately.
That's right. Just like that.
Just like
that's
that.
That's what you like to say.
No matter the adversity or how seemingly insurmountable the problem, it's his desire for you and I, us, to experience immediate breakthroughs. And here are seven keys to an immediate breakthrough. Number one, make an immediate decision to follow Jesus. The greatest life-changing decision you'll ever make is to follow Jesus. Following him will immediately turn you from a sinner to a saint. Matthew 4:22 in New International Version. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Once you experience immediate transition to the eternal abundant life, you have a responsibility to tell others about the saving grace of Jesus. Acts 9:20, New Living Translation. And immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is indeed the Son of God." Now, we're not necessarily talking about a pulpit ministry, but you are to become a testimony of what God has done for you and to those who are around you in your circle of influence. Because if he did something for you, he'll do it for everybody else.
Hallelujah.
And by the way, this just stirred. A decision to follow Jesus is much more than just accepting him as your personal savior. It's a decision to obey his word.
Yes, and listen for the Holy Spirit. Number two, when you reach out in faith, healing virtue flows.
Yes.
Wow. Luke 5:13, New International Version says, "Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' he said, 'be clean.' And immediately the leprosy left him." The Greek word for touch is the same one used in Matthew 9:20, where the woman with the issue of blood touched the garment of Jesus. When we've discussed this before, but it's worth repeating, when we think about touch in the American language here, we just think about a light, little, gentle touch, like you touch the shoulder of somebody with the finger or a hand. And secular dictionaries confirm that definition in our society. However, that's not the definition in Strong's Concordance in the Greek. The Greek word for touched means a whole lot more than just a light tap. It means to fasten oneself to, adhere to, and cling to. One of the things that when the leper heard about Jesus, he had a thought come in him, honey, that he heard about this healing, and he goes, "If he's doing this for people, he could do it for me if he wanted to." And you know, that's the same thing that we see if we want God to move in our finances or any other way. It's going to take more than a light touch. It means that we need to have that faith in the one who promised. We need to fasten on, adhere, and cling to the word. The word making us one with the word. Because when we're one with the word, when we read that promise and we go, "I'm making that mine," then that is the way that we get a hold of the Lord, hold on to that word, and don't let it go like a bulldog, and God will just like that change things around.
Just like that.
Amen.
Number three, when you follow him, time, space, and distance are of no consequence. It's important to understand that when the scripture says immediately, it means right now. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for immediately means straight away, immediately, forthwith. According to dictionary.com, straight away means at once, and forthwith means without delay. So it's fair to say that immediately literally means right now, at this very moment. John 6:21 Living Bible. Then they were willing to let him in, and immediately the boat was where they were going.
Mm.
God wants to do a quick work in and through us immediately, right now.
Faith, faith, faith. Number four, when God directs you to do something, don't sit around and mull it over. Do it now. If God directs us to pray for someone, you need to stop and do it. Or even if you're working, stop and in your mind and pray. We hear a lot of people, you know, say, oh, I'll pray for you, and walk away, and, you know, you just kind of hope or maybe they'll remember. But why wait? God's ready to move anytime, anywhere. We see this a lot wherever we go. You can pray in the grocery store, or you can pray in front of the gas pump. It's as easy as praying beside your bed, because God's still there. Luke 4:39, Living Bible says, standing at her bedside, he spoke to the fever, rebuking it, and immediately her temperature returned to normal, and she got up and prepared a meal for them. One other little thing here. When God gives you an immediate breakthrough, always immediately stop and give him the praise, glory, honor, and recognition that he so richly deserves.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy 27:4, first part of Deuteronomy 27:4, first part of 5, and the last part of 7 in the Living Bible, we're making it short for today because of rich thoughts, says, when you cross the Jordan, set up these, then build an altar there to the Lord your God and celebrate by feasting there before the Lord your God.
Amen.
Give him praise where praise is due.
Absolutely. Fifth, disobedience can bring immediate judgment. Just as surely as you're blessed when you honor God, there are consequences if you fail to give him the glory he deserves. Acts 12:23. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost.
Wow.
Likewise, when you and I fail to heed God's instructions, we may face dire consequences. So really, why take the chance? We always like to talk about the benefits and rewards of serving God. But there is a flip side to that equation. Our lack of obedience has its own consequences, and they're not the kind that you and I would desire.
And I might throw in, honey, it's not something that happens immediately. True. It's not something that if you make one mistake, boom. But what we're warning you about in this key is the fact that sometimes when you slide, you think, well, that was just a little slide. Be careful you're not walking too close to the edge and start sliding further, further, and further away, because then disobedient gets easier, easier, and easier to be disobedient. Number six, acknowledging God brings immediate manifestation, even in seemingly impossible circumstances. When you find yourself imprisoned, and we're not talking about incarcerated, okay, behind bars, there's only one place to turn to release you from captivity. And that's a captivity could be mind, spirit, soul, body. Acts 16:26 says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed.
Glory.
Paul and Silas's deliverance. Anyway, let me just put it this way first. Your deliverance is always preceded by praising, obeying, and acknowledging God, even in the most stressful situations. Acts 16:25 says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, didn't say they were laid down sleeping, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Not only did the prisoners hear Paul and Silas, but so did God and the host of heaven. The best way to break out of whatever is holding us captive is to look to God for divine instructions and praise him. Praying and praise. Praise is like dynamite in the eyes of the Lord. He comes in and he has the keys to breaking out everything that would have you bound.
Amen. Number seven, Jesus will deliver you right now from every adversity in our lives. We all face moments where we take our eyes off the word and began to look at our circumstances. Peter did just that. He was walking on the water till he started observing the wind and the waves. Focusing on the circumstances will make you sink, just like Peter. Matthew 14:31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? The very good news is that God always has a grip on those he loves. And those who love and honor and obey him, even though we may slip from time to time. There may be times in our lives when we're treated unfairly, falsely accused, left to feel all alone. But we got to remember that we're never alone and that God can and will deliver us.
Hallelujah.
Many times Joseph faced terrible circumstances. But even when he was a slave, God was with him. You can read about that in Genesis 39. He may have been in the bondage, but his spirit was delivered and his heart and mind were at peace. Eventually, his inward faith was translated into outward manifestation. Genesis 41:14, God's Word translation. Then Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and immediately he was brought forth from the dungeon. And he had shaved and changed his clothes. He came in front of Pharaoh. We must always live our lives so that we're ready for immediate transition from where we are to where God wants us to be. We must exercise our faith in moments where there is no visible solution to our problems. We must always remember that God's greatest desire is to do an immediate work in all our lives, so we can extend our faith with expectation.
That's it.
That's something to keep a hold of.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
On this wonderful Wednesday.
I know.
Isn't it great?
It is.
It is.
12th day of July.
Yes, it is.
Glory.
Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking. Keep holding on. Keep meditating on rich thoughts from the Word of God.
Hallelujah and amen.
It'll keep you, take you out every time.
God bless you. And just keep thinking those rich thoughts, baby.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.